The Sheridan Bronx are the program every other program in the state is measured up to. Sheridan is the defending back-to-back-to-back state champions. The Bronx have won 5 state titles in the last 11 years, and they are 36-2 since the start of the 2015 season. Going into last week, the Bronx had won 20 straight games. Then, the Natrona game happened. That loss to the Mustangs was its first loss suffered in almost 2 calendar years. Tonight, one team looks to once again assert its dominance and prove for a 4th consecutive year that they are the team to beat. While the other team looks to dethrone the defending champions and to prove they are a legit contender to reach the pinnacle of Wyoming football. Tonight, the road to a state championship goes through Sheridan. It's the number 2 Bolts. And it's the number 3 Bronx. And it's next. The Bolts have it on the Bronx 33. 3 receivers to the near side. 1 back, Edwards on the left hip. Hamilton claps his hands, gets the snap. 3-step drop, going side to side. Now he's rushed, he rolls right, fires right, wobbly pass. Caught by Blaine Allen, a leaping catch at the 16-yard line. Blaine Allen already a second catch of this game. Allen, the number 2 receiver in the state of Wyoming. He moves the chains again. On 2nd and 8 from the Sheridan 14. Hamilton fakes. Now fires for the end zone. The pass caught by Tanner Richards for a touchdown. Richards adjusted his body as it was thrown behind him. Reached up and made a spectacular catch. And Thunder Basin on the board first. It's 6-0 Bolts. 2 receivers on the far side. The receivers are Richards and Porter. Blaine Allen, the lone receiver to your side. Edwards on the right hip of Mason Hamilton on 1st and 10 from the Bronx 12. Hamilton raises his right leg. He sends Allen in motion. Gets a low snap. 5-step drop looking. Steps up in the pocket. Now fires left side. The pass intercepted at the 1-yard line. Jaron Brewer, the 6-foot, 175-pound senior, picks off Mason Hamilton. That's Hamilton's 2nd interception of the season. 1:07 to play, first quarter. Thunder Basin 7. Sheridan nothing, but the Bolts missed an opportunity moments ago. Will it cost them? We'll find out next. Jacobs comes in motion for the face mask of Boynt with 3 receivers and 2 backs. Boynt sets up a screen to Kuhn along the 10. Cuts left 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Bronx. And the Sheridan Bronx are an extra point away from tying this game. Sheridan has 2 receivers on the near side, 1 receiver on the far side, and 2 backs. The 2 backs are on the left and right hip of the quarterback, Jacob Boynt. He sends Jacobs in motion in front of his face mask. Boynt gets a snap. 5-step drop. Screen. Intercepted by Blade Break at the 10. Goes across the 5. He reaches for the goal line. He's just shy. Blaine Brink sniffed out the screen and just picked it off. Brink, the 6'1", 190-pound senior. And now the Bolts threatening. They have it at the Sheridan 1. You talk about a game-changing play. The Bronx had the momentum. They got within a point. And now Thunder Basin a chance to extend its lead. 1:38 before the half. Bolts lead 7-6. Hamilton in the shotgun, 2 receivers, 2 tight ends, 1 back. Third and goal from the 1.5-yard line. Hamilton claps his hands, gets the snap. Looks left, short drop. Now lobs it for the end zone. Caught! Blaine Allen in front of the front left pylon. Touchdown, Thunder Basin. The Bolts convert on a huge third and goal, and they take advantage of the Bronc mishap. It's 13-6 Bolts. 1:19 left before the half. Allen and Richards to the receivers near side along with Driscoll. One receiver far side. First and 10 from the Bronc 31. Thunder Basin barely gets a snap off. Hamilton pump fakes. Now fires down the left sideline. Dayton Porter had it, juggled it, and then comes down with the football. Touchdown, Thunder Basin. Hamilton to Porter from 31 yards out. And it's a two-possession game. Points in the shotgun. Kundu is right on 4th and 9 from the 36. Last hope for Sheridan. Point rolls right, fires right, pass complete to Sessions at the 46. 16 left in this game, 23. He goes 55 yards. Quiet. Second out of 10. Point gets the snap, fires near side pass. Intercepted by Caleb Driscoll at midfield. Down the left side by 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Gets hit at the 5, dives for the pylon, and he's a yard short. Caleb Driscoll. An interception. He goes 55 yards on the return. And that's that here in Sheridan.